Blog Talk Radio.
Like a healing, breaking.
can my soul come into the light? Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Block Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle shine.
Hello. Hi, everybody. It's great to be back again. Are you there, Marika and Gary? Oh, you are, Gary.
Yes,
Hello.
Hi,
Gary's
everyone.
Gary's our special guest tonight, aren't you, Gary?
What a concept. Yes, I guess I am.
And our theme this evening, or today, wherever you are in the world, it's 10 o'clock at night here. So our theme is rhythm. And rhythm is really important because everything is dependent upon rhythms. You know, the sun rising in the morning, the seasons changing. And so the more we can live in rhythm with nature, the better it is. For example, eat vegetables and fruit that are in season. You know, keep in tune with nature as far as you can. It's a good idea, isn't it?
That's exactly
In fact,
right.
I can't eat tomatoes if they're out of season. They give me the trots. So I don't know how you go on. Anyway, so what else have we to tell you about? The candles. Don't forget to get your candles ready for lighting them in a little while, and get your water ready to put the candles out in case they fall over. No, sorry, the water is to drink because you need to release all the toxins. And we're going to play a song shortly, aren't we?
Yes.
We're going
yes,
to
we
do,
are, yeah.
Especially for Gary, we're going to do an American Indian song.
Yeah, there's kind of a rousing song. Many have heard it already. We played it on a couple of different shows, and I played on my show occasionally. And it's just to get the blood going and get the hearts picked up and pick up the energy. And you know, it kind of reflects back on the savage, the way Europeans, I think, had a tendency of looking at the American Indian as savages. And it's kind of a reflection on that, but it's all in fun. This is a powwow song. It's done at the powwows. Ooh. It's done by the Northern Cree Singers, which the Cree are from up out of Canada. And it's a powwow song. It's called the Round Dance Song. And it'll get us stirred up here.
No, it'll wake me up, if nothing else.
Exactly. Well, it's 10 o'clock over in England, so it's liable to wake you up a little bit. So that'll help. It's 11 o'clock at Marisa's house, or Marika's house. Here we go.
Yeah.
That'll pick you up, yeah. That's the Northern Cree singers, they are powwow drum. When they say it's a drum group, but they call them a drum. You have a group like that, it's called a drum in Indian. But they were voted the best drum. They took all the awards at all the powwows for 3 years running. So those guys are pretty good. They're pretty well rehearsed and they really kick up the energy. So that's a little bit of modern day Red Indian stuff going on. I love it.
I love it too.
Mm.
And you can beat the drum, huh, Gary? Okay. Before we go on talking, I would like to ask you to preload the link for the meditation. Well, we do that later. But you can preload it, push the pause button, and turn the volume down then, and give us a heart in the chat room when you are ready. And in the meanwhile, we talk to Gary, because he chose the theme of rhythm. So can you tell us about the rhythm, or why you chose it, Gary?
Well, yeah, I can. I'd be happy to. I'm honored to. All my life, I have been a drummer. Ever since I was a little baby, crawling around on the floor at my mother's feet in the kitchen, and I'd be hitting the pots and pans, you know, with the spoon and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I always had this urge to make noise. You know, I wanted to hit the drum, hit something to make noise. You know, and that was a very, very strong desire for me. You know, there are a lot of people that make music. You know, Miss Magical, she makes her beautiful music. And with me, it was more about rhythm and making noise. And all my life, I was a drummer. I grew up in my younger years. I was a drummer in the marching band in school, and then, you know, got my first set of Ludwig drums. I had a 5-piece set just like Ringo Starr. He was a big influence and inspiration for me in my younger years with the Beatles. And I played in many rock bands, and I was always on the drums. And then in later years, I come back to the Lakota Way. And learned the Sundance songs, and you know, would play them in the sweat lodges, and then at Sundance, I got to be part of a drum, and sat on the drum for 4 days at Sundance, while they were out there having a hard time suffering out there in the dance. All the dancers were. And it come to me in a vision one time. I crawled out of a sweat lodge one day. And a lot of things come to me on this particular day, on this occasion when I crawled out, and I'm spinning all hard on my hands and knees on the ground, you know, and sweat running out of me, and my head all spinning, and then there was a vision, and I had a vision. The first vision was White Buffalo Calf Woman come to me. And she blessed me and said that I was doing pretty good, and that was an honor for me to get blessed by a woman like that.
Can you explain who the Buffalo Cat Woman is for the people who don't know, Gary?
Yeah. Yeah, she to move further in that vision while I was going through that, she also said, you hear the reason you have been a drummer all your life and the reason you have wanted to hit the drum all your life is because you hear the heartbeat of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And all drummers who have that heart, the heart of a drummer, hear that too, whether they know it or not. So they hear the heartbeat of the earth, and so... that explained it, why I was always like almost possessed to hit the drum. Mm. So the spirit is in the rhythm. Okay. I believe in the drum. I believe in the power and the magic of the drum. And I can tell you story after story about, you know, setting on the drum at Sundance for 4 days. You know, you're hitting on a drum sunrise to sundown in the summertime when the days are the longest. And you take 4 breaks throughout the day, but you're on that drum all day. And singing, you know, singing the loudest you can and singing your heart out. And by the end of the first day, the voice is gone. You know, there's no more voice. You're singing voice.
Yeah.
So you get off the drum. So, and you go into camp, you know, later on that night. You know, how are you doing? How is everybody? You know, the voice is gone, you know. And you're like that. And then the next morning, you know, you're in the cook tent, you know, and having coffee, you know, hey, good morning, how's everybody doing, you know, and you get back on the drum, you pick up the drum beater, and you hit the drum, and the voice comes back, and it's there all day again, and that is spirit working through us on the drum to hold up those dancers out there. Those dancers are out there having a hard time, and they're dancing, they're fasting, they're praying, and they're dancing in the sun, no food, no water. 4 days, and on the fourth day they pierce, and that drum holds them up. That drum keeps them going, and
mm-hmm.
the songs keep them going, and that's spirit working. And there's spirit in the rhythm right there,
yeah.
And that hopefully that can explain some of that. But I can go on and on and on about the drum. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
So. Thank you.
So, yeah. Okay, and you feel the heartbeat. That's really good because the meditation is really appropriate then, Gary, because it's called the heartbeat drum meditation, heartbeat drum song. So,
beautiful.
And
so,
yeah,
everybody, click the link to the YouTube and then pause your player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart, and Marika will count us down in only in the way that she knows how to do it. I've never seen anybody do it like you do.
Okay, you check the heart for me. Then I check where the song is on. Oh, I got it.
Okay,
everybody ready? Then we go. And it's a beautiful video for Gary. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Machita moi, can't feel a heavy, can't feel a hope that you.
Right now, it's time to light our candles and our incense. If you like burning incense, it purifies the atmosphere and gives the most divine smell. We light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also, as we know, fire is a very powerful tool, and that with focused intention and prayer helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as usual, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind. So we just light our candles, and we have 28 therapists in the room sending out all different types of modalities of healing to anyone who needs it. To assist us, we're going to ask for the assistance of the archangels and the angelic realm in general. There is energy in the ancient names of the angels, and as three is the sacred number that maximizes this energy, we're going to ask for them three times. So we're going to say, Archangel Michael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love, light, and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind and around the world in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We ask for the divine energies of Samantha Jesus and Mary Magdalene. Please be with us now in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We are in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love and light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. Visualize Sananda Jesus putting his hand on your forehead. We are quite within our divine right to ask for this assistance, and they are only too keen to help us.
And before Gary does the meditation, Marika will do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Dearest Ray Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her. And become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our heart together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take a deep breath again, we feel the beating of her heart through our bodies, and we are all about to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart center, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love. The energy you can imagine as the purest light flows through the center of the earth, where we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And we see that the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in gray is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. You are now a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want, by writing down their name in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a moment of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and that she drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Feel the gratitude. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And now enjoy this wonderful meditation from Gary Moore. Thank you.
Guided meditation, we are going to disappear. When I talk about disappearing, I don't mean that we physically disappear. What I mean is that we move out of the area of the brain that has to do with our personality, that has to do with our association of places, things, times, and events. We do not exist in the associative centers of our brain that reaffirms our identity or reaffirms our personality. We really exist in a much higher and much lighter place than that when we allow ourselves to do so. We all go to this elsewhere place very naturally. It is the place where fears vanish and problems diminish. We are going to venture in our deep meditative state out to the leading edge of thought, before a thought becomes a thought, to acknowledge our quantum self, to acknowledge the idea that we really do have choice, to acknowledge mind, to acknowledge consciousness. Welcome to the kingdom of heaven, without judgment, without testing. That we simply are has allowed this reality we call real, from the power of intangibility, to pull out of inertness and chaos action and hold it in its form we call matter. When that shift has taken place, we say that person has become enlightened. So now, take care that you will not be disturbed find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Put on your headphones. Simply make sure that your spine is straight and that your arms and legs are uncrossed. For this allows your natural channels of energy to open and flow freely. Close your eyes. Imagine that you're closing the door on the world around you. Breathe. Begin to breathe in deeply. And let the sounds of your breath carry you away from the concerns of your busy life, the challenges, and the responsibilities you face. We'll all wait as you take this time for yourself. Take a deep breath. Fill your lungs completely. Breathe in. Relax. And let it all go. Relax. Breathe. And focus on your own personal well-being. Expansion. Let go completely. Breathe in fresh new energy. Breathe out worry. When you breathe in, send the breath deep into the solar plexus. Expand your stomach. Feel the breath rising upward, flooding your chest, and then gently push the breath out and relax. Breathe and allow the flow of energy to circulate freely. Feel the breath go deep into the depths of your being, rise upward, and then out. Breathe and let go. You have all the time in the world. Your body is supple, soft, and relaxed. Your body is an ocean of energy, with each breath flowing inward and outward, like waves rising and falling. Breathe and feel the same forces governing the cosmos, governing your breath, your heartbeat, and the flows of your life. Following the steady rhythm of your breath, you begin to sink into the energy rhythms of the earth, the stars, the universe. Feel the connection to the source of all life. Breathe and rest in the truth that infinite health, love, and abundance resides within you. Let go and let the power of creation move through you. This is the time to nurture yourself. Feel free at this time to surrender any challenges or problems you may have in your life. The problems, the concerns that may need to be worked out without distraction. You might see a large ancient chest made of gold. This chest has the power to transform whatever is placed inside of it, capable of holding whatever size problem you may have, however large or small you may think they are. These problems and concerns long to be in this chest, for it is a place that they too can rest and resolve, so that they may work themselves out. Take a moment to observe all the people, the challenges, the problems, the situations in your life that cause stress, and gently, lovingly, place them one by one into this chest. Surrender them into the chest. You can let these distractions go. Then you find yourself moving along a path outward, out toward the outer edges of consciousness, beyond the reaches of who you may think you are, beyond all that you may think defines you, beyond the comfortable, beyond the familiar. You are becoming the observer. Breathe deeply. You feel yourself moving away from the known. Feel yourself expanding. To all directions, out toward the outer edges of the universe, expanding outward, ever outward. You become lighter, freer, more of your true self. You are becoming one with the universe. Anything. You can influence the environment. You can influence space. You can influence outcomes. You can influence the earth. You can influence time itself. You are responsible for all of these things. You are the divine creator. Actually shaping the very things you are experiencing. You are here to be creator. You are here to infiltrate space with ideas and concepts of thought. You are here to create something out of this life. You are here to develop your gifts of intentionality, and that through your mind you can create and shape your life into whatever you want it to be. How can you make it better? How can you make it happier? As you open to these questions and any others, you also become aware that you have the answers from within you, from the divine, from all that is, from source. You are an extension of source. You are face to face with God, face to face with you. From this place, you will begin to feel what you truly are, which is love. Allow yourself to feel love. Mind creates. Thoughts are real. You deserve love. You are love. Infinite. Never-ending love. Allow yourself to linger in this place of total freedom and love. Entirely made of empty space, pure abstract consciousness, open possibilities, wave upon wave of possibility. Before you, as the observer, snaps that wave into experience, you are at the beginning of creation. Start from here. Set an intention for whatever you wish to manifest into your life. Breathe and see it as a real and tangible substance. Feel the joy, feel the love, feel the passion, feel the abundance. Feel the gratitude for it all. Breathe and feel the breath flowing in and out with your heart. Happen? Ask. Dream big. ask what action you may need to take, what guidance you may need along the way. You are able to accept change easily. You will know exactly what to do and when. See it as already done for you. Feel it as a rich, actual material. Allow this truth to permeate your inner being, to create the very things you want. Allow the fresh, new, creative energy to flow in and through you, and it will transform from a dream into a reality. And if, for at any time, you feel you wish to return back to your comfort zone, freely know that you may do that at any time. Gently turn your thoughts back in favor of your breathing. And as you slowly prepare to come out of meditation, feel yourself coming back into your body. Feel the physicality of your body. Allow it to stretch, move, and whenever you feel ready, open your eyes.
right now for the people who would like to close the chakras. If you haven't been meditating very long, it's better that you close them just as much as you feel comfortable with. And to do this, we pretend we have doors. You go to the top of your head to the crown chakra, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. Then to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that door. To the solar plexus, closing that door. And to the navel, closing that one. Down to the base chakra, closing that one. And down to the feet chakra, closing that one. Or leaving that one open just enough to keep you securely grounded and connected to Mother Earth. Then we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a purple pyramid. It's a very ancient Egyptian purple pyramid. It's very powerful, especially for protection. And you can construct it around yourself, or around your family, around the whole world, or around all of the universe if you wish. And he's taking you by the hand, putting you into the purple pyramid with a blue seal at the top, keeping you safe and secure. Until next time we meet, and until you meditate again. Thank you, Michael.
Well, that was nice. How's everybody doing? Are we back?
Right. I think
that
we are.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you for your meditation. That was fabulous. Could I just read my little wings of light that I pulled out earlier? I pulled this one out and it says, "Don't think that to love means to be easygoing and soft. There are times when you have to have a grip on a situation with courage and determination and with trust and faith in the great white spirit." And the affirmation is, "I am divine courage." So I hope that that one resonates with someone out there.
Thank you, Sharon.
That's beautiful, Jen. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Well, they wanted me to introduce this next song. I'm going to give a little bit of a backstory about it. This is Miss Magical's Heart Song, and this is one that she and I collaborated on from across the water, and from across the big pond. She sent me the song, and I said, "Could you put about a 30-second intro on it with your drum?" And I could record my drum over it. So we've got this rhythm going, speaking of rhythm again, with my drum and with Miss Magical's drum, and then her singing it, me chanting in the beginning of it. And this is a chant from a sacred Lakota Sundance song. Basically, what I'm saying is, "Wapia wais shichukata mayam pielo." It means, "Pick up your hearts, this is a joyous day." And it's kind of a chant. And she recorded her part of it. And I put it all together and mixed it and made this file with it. And it came out quite nicely, which is a whole lot better than what inspired this song, which was Magenta Magic Show a few weeks ago. We all got on the air and tried to do this live in real time, and with Skype and Blog Talk Radio and all that sort of thing. And it just came out awful. So we got together and we did this version of it. So I'll go ahead and cue it. And you may have heard it once already. I think she played it on the Magento Magic Show, and I don't know, may have heard it around. But here we go. This is the Heart Song with Miss Magical and yours truly. She's going to get, she is so in trouble in a couple of days. Here we go.
Brilliant.
And that was Heart Song, yeah.
Beautiful.
A collaboration through the miracle of technology with computers and the internet and all that sort of thing.
With a big pond in between you.
Yep.
That's a massive big pond in between you.
Yeah. So great for technology. That's pretty nice. So yeah, that was it, and I've got one more little piece to play. This is my uncle David Swallow Jr. He is a Lakota medicine man up on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. He is a Sundance leader, Vision Camp leader. He's been a medicine man for a very long time, and although if you walked up and asked him if he was a medicine man, he would probably avoid answering that question. that's just the way they work it. But he lives in a little town called Porcupine, South Dakota, which is about a mile and a half north of Wounded Knee, where the massacre took place. And that was where I spent my first year out on the hill on my first vision camp, 4 days, no food, no water. But he was talking about, this is pretty recent, this is a couple of months ago, and he was talking about the Lakota prophecy and the concerns around 2012. And this is my Uncle David, who is also a very spiritually dialed in man, and he's taught me a lot. I owe him a lot. And this to him just basically just talking about Lakota prophecy, how the through the eyes of the Lakota Sioux Indians, and his feeling on it. And this will be just a couple of minutes, and then we'll come back. Now, if you speak here, because I'm playing this directly from my computer, so if you speak, you'll get an echo. So I've got you at a bit of a disadvantage. But here we go. This is Uncle David Swallow.
The Lakota prophecies are brought to us by a great warrior named Crazy Horse. At the end of the 1800s, you know, a young man that leads a lot of people, you know, thousands of people, and he knew his time is coming, so he went on a vision quest, and that's where he's seen the prophecies of what's going to happen. And everything that he see up there in his vision quest, we have come through, see. And everything he said is going to happen, it happened here, see. And there are two more things that's about to happen, see. I'll take you back where he said on one of those days, on his third day, he said he heard the voices of the children cry. So today we look around, you are the children and the children's, and see what's happening. See? You are. You are a search for the spirituality, and you are a hunger for spirituality, and you are a thirst for the spirituality. And many things have gone wrong today. We start from the child abuse to child neglect, false abuse, elderly abuse, and abuse of one another and abusing yourself. And that is the sign where it says you heard the voices of the children cry. See? So we are in that era right now. You know, I think we're at the end of it. And the next thing he saw, he said he's seen a huge light, a flash in the sky. And day become brighter than day, he said. And charcoal and ashes fall from sky and cover the earth. And the next day, there was a new beginning because he's seen new grass grow and the water is clear. And this time, he only see God's children playing down there. Okay, these are some of the prophecies that Crazy Horse seen. And we have compared many of these to other tribes, and they're similar. And it is coming. And it's going to be here soon. I see a new day. I see a land without illusions. I see only good in the future generations. See? Because 2012 and 13 is just right in the front store, see? And when that comes, ain't nobody in the world can do nothing about it. Nobody. Yellow.
Yellow, that's Uncle David. Yeah, when that comes, ain't nobody can do nothing about it.
Wow. That's brilliant.
So that's,
thank you for sharing.
That's the Red Indian, that's the Sioux take on 2012, and their look on it. So, yeah, and also goes back to another teaching that I learned about Black Elk. Black Elk was a contemporary of Custer. In fact, Black Elk was there when Custer was at his last stand there at the Little Bighorn long ago. And he was an older man later on in years in the 1940s. somebody was talking to him about his vision. He had a vision too, on his vision quest at one time, talking about the tree of life. And he was talked about he saw the tree of life struggling and withered away and dying and having a hard time. And then he saw later that the tree of life again was growing well and filled with fruit and flowers and singing birds. And so that time is on its way, and it's going to be here soon. And it's coming, kids. That's according to the Lakota.
Brilliant.
Just another way to look at it. Yeah.
Great. Well, next week, just to change the subject, we're hoping to have Infinite Luster, but I'm just waiting for confirmation on that. And as it happened, I just happened to have written a house track called Spirit in the Rhythm. So I think we're going to play out with that one shortly. But you can always dance on your bottoms to this one. Or dance in the aisles, I don't mind. And we want to thank the angelic realm for being here this evening. Hope that, and this afternoon or this morning, wherever you are in the world, hope they're going to be in the archives for anyone listening to the show later. And
yes.
Thank you, Gary, for the wonderful meditation that you did. And Marika, thank you. You know, you sent a beautiful energy here this evening, or today. In the now, we are. In the now. And I've got the dog's teeth in tonight. I'm breaking them in for the dog. They're not working properly.
Well, thank you, ladies.
Yeah, thank you to all our fabulous guests in the guest room, all our fabulous therapists sending out all the healing to everyone. And there was up to, I think, 28 at one time in there. And there's still 25, still sending out all that wonderful energy and co-creating the energy with us today.
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
So, shall we dance now, then?
Yes, let's dance, shall we? You lead, Marika.
We make it a party.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for being here, and we see you all next week. Bye-bye. Here we go with Spirit in the Rhythm by Sean Christian.
Bye, everyone.
And I will say in Lakota, Doksha, Akewachi, Akeseezo. Again, I will see you.